This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say the death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike in an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children, according to the head of the Ukrainian president's office. He said after emergency crews finished combing the rubble, the dead also included 24 people initially listed as missing following Saturday's strike in Dnipro. Britain and the U.S. reaffirmed their support for Ukraine in its struggle against the Russian invasion. After talks at the State Department in Washington on Tuesday with Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they remain committed to backing Ukraine for as long as it takes.
We remain committed to sustaining our security assistance to Ukraine as it defends its people against Russia's brutal attacks, like the one we saw just this weekend on an apartment building in Dnipro on Saturday, far from the front lines.
Blinken said he welcomed Britain's decision to supply battle tanks to Ukraine and said he expected the U.S. would be announcing further assistance in the coming days. Blinken said the United States is appalled by an Iranian execution, vowing that Tehran's abuses in its crackdown of widespread demonstrations will not go unpunished.
We stand with the British government in condemning Iran's execution of Iranian-British dual national Ali Reza Akbari, which was politically motivated and unjust.
The 61-year-old once served as Tehran's deputy defense minister and was handed a death sentence on charges of spying for Britain. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was briefly detained in Germany on Tuesday alongside others protesting the demolition of a village to make way for a coal mine expansion. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Thunberg was removed by officers after sitting with a group of protesters near the edge of the Garzweiler II lignite coal mine, about 5.5 miles from the village of Lützerath. The village is to be razed as part of an agreement between the government and Germany energy utility RWE. The deal saves five other villages once slated for destruction. The German government has said it needs the mine for the nation's energy security. But opponents say Germany should not be mining any more lignite and should focus on expanding renewable energy instead.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The head of Nigeria's Electoral Commission said it will not postpone next month's presidential vote despite worries over widespread insecurity, including attacks on election officials. Speaking at London's Chatham House think tank, he said the Independent National Electoral Commission was well prepared to facilitate voting in Africa's most populous nation despite the challenges. Nigerians are set to choose a new president on February 25th. A vote that could have implications across the continent. Current President Muhammadu Buhari is constitutionally term limited after serving two terms. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte on Tuesday called on protesters descending on Lima to demand a resignation to gather, quote, peacefully and calmly.
Sabemos que quieren tomar Lima.
The South American country has been rocked by over 5 weeks of deadly protests since the ouster and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo in early December. Thousands of protesters from rural areas are expected in Lima this week to keep up pressure against the government, even as a state of emergency was declared to try to maintain order. Some have already arrived in the capital, but many are still on their way. Walt Disney's Marvel Studios on Tuesday announced February release dates for Black Panther and Ant-Man sequels in China, marking the first time in nearly 4 years the communist country has allowed Marvel movies into its cinemas. Black Panther Wakanda Forever will arrive in Chinese theaters on February 7th, followed by Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania on February 17th, Marvel announced. Ant-Man is premiering the same day as it does in the United States. It's been 4 years since China allowed any sort of those movies in their country. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.